Okay, we're going to do a comparison of the three boards that I have with me right now that are the this red one right over here, that one right over there, that's the layered. 12 feet long, 12.1 long by 31 inches wide by 4 1/4, I believe. If you look at all of these boards, see if I can get back far enough, you can see that difference in size. The one in the middle, this one right here, this is a C4 Waterman 10.6 board, and then this one right here is the C4 Waterman 10.0 board. Man, I wish I could get wider shots of this, but maybe back here, huh? It actually almost looks like the 10-foot board is bigger than the 11-foot board, but it's not. Let me come up here instead. Stand up on this thing. Get a better shot. Okay. So, if we look at the middle one right here, the 10.6. This board is 10 foot 6 inches long, 28 and a half inches wide, and I believe 4 inches thick. And then the 10 footer is 10 feet long by 28 wide by maybe 3 7/8, I think. But check this out. If you look at it in comparison to the layered, look at the difference in size of these things, man. I mean, layered is just so darn big. Wait, maybe it's better to see it from this kind of an angle. Check that out. Check it out. Let's see it from there. Ah, that looks better actually. This aspect ratio. Layered. See how much bigger the layered is than the other ones? Anyways, if you look at the layered though, I changed out the fin. I changed it to this Farborough flexi fin right here. Let's go under and look at it. See this one? It says Josh Farborough. It's actually upside down. Let me try to lift it up. 9.5 inch fin. But if you look at the tip right here, it's let me do it from the back. If you look at the tip, is actually flexible, see? So that it allows the board to get up on the rail, because you want to bury this rail, right? So let's check it out. Let's check out what the outlines of the boards look like. This is of the layered. Kind of cool. There it is, a decent outline. Now people always ask what this is. I don't know, Pono Bill stuck on this. I bought this from Pono Bill. He stuck on this thing up in the front. I don't know what it's for, maybe for a paddle or something, but my son likes to grab onto it, so it's good for him. Let's check out the C4. Check out the C4 rail. See that? Kind of nice, huh? And if you look at the C4, you got three fins on it, right? The two side biters and the one middle fin. I think C4 also has some concave on it. I don't know if you can see it so much, but I think there's some concave toward the back. Then it has this cool I guess you call it diamond tail or what. I'm not totally sure. And this is the smaller one, 10 footer. 10 footer is pretty much the same thing, it's just smaller, I think. So if you look at it, same 2 plus 1 fin setup. Here's a cool piece, this tail pad right here, which is right above the fins. Okay, here's the other thing. Look at this right here. This thing right here which if you undo it, you can attach your paddle to this. See, it's a leash plug right in here. And then there's another one right over there. Right over there. You can attach the paddle, put this in here, put the paddle in here, and then it becomes a either a handle, but this Velcro's not the best. You might want to change that out if you're gonna do that. Or it's good just to get this out of the way. And then you can put the paddle there and then carry it on your head. So anyways, that's the boards that I'm looking at. Okay, so I changed the boards around so you can see the bottoms now. You can see what it looks like. Laird is on the bottom. C410-6 is in the middle. C410-0 is on the far side. Let's take a little bit of a closer look to these. This is the Farborough fin that I was talking about right here. If you look at it, see that fin? Josh Farborough. So you can see kind of a sharp edge on the rail. And this baby is a big, big board. Let's go to this one. See the three fins set up right here. Got my leash around it. Didn't feel like taking it off, so just left it on. And then this one also. See that?